Today on Rock and the Suburbs.
I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil. Yes, happy Halloween to all from Rock in the Suburbs, Jim and Patrick, Linehan and Foster. And of course, the theme from Halloween. The year was 1978, and it was John Carpenter who composed and performed that song. I found this information on John Carpenter's website, the official johncarpenter.com. And he's talking about the filming of the movie Halloween. He says, quote, "I shot Halloween in the spring of 1978. It was my third feature and my first out-and-out horror film. I had 3 weeks of pre-production planning, 20 days of principal photography, and then Tommy Lee Wallace spent the rest of the spring and summer cutting the picture, assisted by Charles Bornstein and myself. I screened the final cut minus sound, effects, and music for a young executive from 20th Century Fox. I was interviewing for another possible directing job there. She wasn't scared at all. I then became determined to, quote, save it with the music, unquote." And that's going to be our theme today, folks. We're going to investigate a little bit about the piece of music, Halloween theme, by John Carpenter. And it certainly is a famous song and theme and piece of music that you hear around this time of year. But I wanted to talk a little bit about it and its influence and what influenced it in this brief Halloween episode of Rockin' the Suburbs. Let's go back to John Carpenter now. He says, quote, "I had composed and performed the musical scores for my first two features, Dark Star and Assault on Precinct 13, as well as many student films. I was the fastest and cheapest I could get. My major influences as a composer were Bernard Herrmann and Ennio Morricone, who I had the opportunity to work with on The Thing. Herrmann's ability to create an imposing, powerful score with limited orchestra means, using the basic sound of a particular instrument, high strings or low bass, was impressive. His score for Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho, the film that inspired Halloween, was primarily all string instruments. With Herrmann and Morricone in mind, the scoring for Halloween began in late June at Sound Art Studio, then a small brick building in an alley in central Los Angeles. Dan Wyman was my creative consultant. I have to credit Dan as Halloween's musical co-producer. His fine taste and musicianship polished up the edges of an already minimalistic, rhythm-inspired score. We were working in what I called, quote, double-blind mode in 1978, which simply means that the music was composed and performed in the studio, on the spot, without reference or synchronization to the actual picture. Halloween's main theme title was the first to go down on tape. The rhythm was inspired by an exercise my father taught me on the bongos in 1961, beating out 5/4 time. The themes associated with Laurie and Dr. Loomis now seemed to be the most Herrmann-esque. Finally came the stingers, emphasizing the visual surprise. They are otherwise known as the cattle prod, short percussive sounds placed at opportune moments to startle the audience. I'm now ashamed to admit that I recorded quite so many stingers for this one picture. The scoring sessions took 2 weeks because that's all the budget would allow. Halloween was dubbed in late July, and I finally saw the picture with an audience in the fall. My plan to save it with music seemed to work. It certainly did, as Halloween has certainly become an iconic horror film and a landmark, not only for the franchise and many other horror and scare franchises down the years, but also musically. And let's talk a little bit about Bernard Herrmann. He is known for his collaborations with Alfred Hitchcock, notably The Man Who Knew Too Much, 1956, where he makes a cameo as the conductor at Royal Albert Hall, Vertigo, 1958, North by Northwest, 1959, Psycho, 1960, The Birds, 1963, and Marnie, 1964. Certainly, Herrmann's string-based, intense soundtracks for Hitchcock movies were very important and certainly an influence for Halloween. But several observers have pointed out the influence of another soundtrack, which influenced the thinking and performance of Carpenter. This is the soundtrack to a movie called Suspiria, which was composed and performed by the Italian band Goblin. Suspiria is a 1977 supernatural horror film directed by Dario Argento, which features Jessica Harper as an American ballet student who transfers to a prestigious European dance academy, but realizes, after a series of murders, that the academy is actually a front for a coven of witches. This film served as the inspiration for a 2018 film of the same name that some of you might know, directed by the excellent Luca Guadagnino. The soundtrack was composed by none other than Radiohead singer Tom York, his first feature film soundtrack. It features the London Contemporary Orchestra and Choir and York's son Noah on drums. But let's listen to a little bit of the main theme to Suspiria, which came out a year before Carpenter's Halloween. There you have it, folks. You can definitely see the parallels between Suspiria and Halloween musically. Sparse, yet haunting. The keyboards and the rhythm also steadily there, almost like a heartbeat underneath everything else. So two very interesting pieces of music, which turned out to be extremely influential. I was reading that in 2018, when the remake or inspirational film Suspiria came out, the band Goblin from Italy actually went on tour and performed the entire original Suspiria soundtrack to a film, accompanying a film that was shown behind them of the movie. So it's lasted on quite a while. And in my research and in my reading, I definitely found out that these two records, this Halloween and Suspiria, have been a big influence on a genre called synthwave, and it also has many other names. There's more niches in the synthwave universe than there are notes, probably, in the Halloween theme song. Dark Wave is another name you might know. There are many, many others. But this kind of reverence to late 70s and 1980s horror film soundtracks and the influence of Halloween on them certainly has become a founding feature of some of these synth bands that are mainly comprised of, you know, people who put this stuff together when maybe they were kids, little kids in the 80s and late 80s and early 90s. But definitely going back to that time with some nostalgia and some warmth and some interesting feelings for the music of those times. So on this Halloween, I just wanted to spend a few minutes talking about those two pieces of film music that have become very influential. And of course, with the Halloween theme itself, the inspiration doesn't stop just with horror music, because it creeped into many other areas, including the one we're going to hear as we play out today. I want to wish everyone, on behalf of myself and Jim Linehan, a happy and safe Halloween. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Nothing more terrifying than the last 12 minutes of Suspiria are the first 92.